As we indicated a few moments ago, I got three guests coming in studio, and we're going to be talking about the Jamestown Area Grief Support Team in conjunction with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center as a family birthplace, holding the candlelight service on Saturday, October 15th at 6:30 in the evening at St. John's Lutheran Church. And our three guests are with us this morning. As we said earlier, we've got Renee Lundy with us with the JRMC Family Birthplace, and Brandy Nedelicki and Gail Renwick. So welcome. Thanks to all three of you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, Renee, let's start with you, and you're with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center's Family Birthplace. Tell us a little bit about the birthplace first, and then we'll get into details about the Wave of Light. Tell us all what goes on there, and I think I know because I had a grandchild born there a little over a year ago, but tell us all what happens there and the services that you provide.
Well, in the Family Birthplace, I've been there now for 14 years, and yes, we have babies and take care of hopefully healthy moms and babies. That's our goal by the time they go home.
Okay, now facility-wise, let's say you got three women coming in and they're all ready to give birth. You got enough space to handle that? How does that work?
We've got actually three labor and delivery rooms, and then we've got four extra postpartum rooms. So we can be moving and shuffling people around as things are happening, and every once in a while we do have those situations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and as far as births are concerned for the year 2016, I know you don't probably have a firm number, maybe you do, but what's the birth rate been like in Jamestown being born at JRMC's Family Birthplace?
I believe we're on average this year. We average somewhere around 350 to 370 births in a year.
All right. You brought two ladies with you this morning, Brandy Nedelicki and Gail Renwick. So maybe you'd like to tell us how they fit into the Wave of Light service that's coming up and whatnot.
Well, when I started this service about 5 years ago, it was just kind of a thing that I felt like we needed to have in the community to just make sure that we're honoring the babies who have been lost over the years. And Brandy lost a baby
2009.
And so I just kind of knew her from things in the past, and wanting to have somebody help me out, and so I talked to her about that. And then Gail lost a baby a couple years ago now, and she said that she also wanted to be able to be a part of mm-hmm. honoring their baby too.
You bet. Well, our condolences to both of you on your losses. But Brandy, tell us then how you did get involved with it, and about maybe a year ago or so, and what are your thoughts about the service and what it's kind of geared to do then?
Well, like Renee mentioned...
Can you get a little closer to that mic, please?
Yep. Okay. Like Renee mentioned, about 5 years ago, we started talking, and she asked, like, she's never gone through it, but she's been the support for the people who have in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so it's awesome that she wanted to go forward with this. And I also, when that happened for me, I had friends around the area that wanted support for me. Mm-hmm. And so it was great, I thought, when Renee came up with the idea to start something in Jamestown. So we just started talking, and she was wanting my input as a mother, what would help me during that time. So
sure.
We just started talking. And
have you attended other grief support groups and that sort of thing, like Jamestown Area Grief Support team after your loss then?
I did. And then what I found was losing a baby is a little bit unique, and I didn't feel... It was hard to connect to the people in the group.
Okay. And since that time, how have you been coping then?
Religion, first and foremost.
Sure.
And support through family and friends. Mm-hmm. And the Wave of Light service once a year is one of those just formal things that I look forward to each
sure.
year.
Okay. And Gail, tell us about your experiences with the loss of your baby, but since that time, as Brandy's been talking about.
Yep. October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, and the Wave of Life service, like Brandy was saying, is a huge support in a time that mothers, fathers, children, grandmothers, grandparents, and friends come together and support and honor those babies. And For me, last year was my first year going, and it was really healing because it's only been just over 2 years since I've lost Katrina, and extremely healing and a way to release the emotions, but to have people that have gone through either the same thing or very similar things.
Sure.
And sometimes finding new friends that way, and more support team, and then finding people who maybe you know that you don't know have experienced an infant loss, too.
Yeah,
so,
now, have you been in touch with the Jamestown Area Grief Support Team since your loss, or have you been coping in other ways? Or
I did not reach out to them. I found ways to cope on my own. Again, very much my religion helped with that, and my church family.
Okay, great. All right. Well, it's nice to know that there is support in the community like this then, and if any other people that are listening and watching don't realize that this is a service in the community, they should maybe, Renee, get in touch with you and get some more information that way then, too?
Yep, yep. They can sure get in touch with me either at the hospital or I do have my cell phone number out there if people want to call me.
Okay, so that's happening this Saturday, October 15th, starting at 6:30 p.m. We'll be at St. John's Lutheran Church, 424 First Avenue South in Jamestown, the fifth annual candlelight ceremony in Jamestown, joining those around the world. It's also going to be a worldwide observance.
It is. Back in the 1980s, President Reagan, he had declared October as, like, Pregnancy and Infant Loss Month. And then several years later, a few lost moms had decided they wanted a specific day, and so they put it together that every October 15th, starting at 7 p.m., they want people all around the world to light candles, and so that there's a continuous wave of light covering the world in remembrance of babies.
Okay, so you don't necessarily even have to attend that. Maybe you can put a candle in your window, something like
that.
Okay, so again, that's Saturday, October 15th, starting at 6:30 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, First Avenue South in Jamestown. Brandy, anything that you'd like to add this morning at all?
Yeah, actually, so the last 5 years, it's just been a very small service, and we wanted to grow a little bit, so we talked about it more, and it was in the paper last year, and it was the largest attendance we had, which is awesome. Gail came on board with wanting to help and plan, and we talked about having a 5K run walk, but we're not there yet. So this year we're adding just the walk initially.
Sure.
So I hope people come out, even if you don't want to join the service, just to walk with us. We're going to have balloons, and you know, we're starting small and hoping to end up maybe in a year or two, start that 5K run walk. So.
Okay, so it'll be indoors anyway, so the weather's kind of chilly. So you
Well, the walk we're going to plan on outside, hopefully, but depending on the weather, it will be maybe shorter than we anticipate it's going to be. But I do want to say a thank you to Newman Signs. They are donating a banner for us this
year.
Great. And so we're going to be able to have a banner with us, walk up and down Main Street a little bit, and then just to kind of put it out there that we're here and we want to have the awareness for our babies.
So what are you looking at in terms of blocks walking then? Just kind of one block? Or
I think it depends on the weather that night.
All right. Okay, so you do that first and then you go inside? Is that how that works? Okay.
Yep. We actually, we're kind of looking for people to start showing up by about 6 o'clock so that we can register if possible, and
all
then
right.
start the walk at about 6:30, and then we plan the service for 7.
Okay, service is at 7, so 6:30 is kind of an in-between time there to kind of get arranged. If you can be there a little bit earlier, that'd be even better.
Right, right.
All right, and Gail, anything you'd like to add this morning?
No, I think I'm okay. Thank
you. All right. Well, we appreciate all of you for being with us and sharing your stories. And Renee, anything else you'd like to add? Just kind of closing up then?
Just another couple thank yous to St. John's Lutheran Church. They've been hosting us. This will be 4 out of the 5 years, the 1 year they were under construction. So we weren't able to be there that year, but they've been gracious enough to allow us to use their lounge room for this every year.
Great.
And then, of course, to the Jamestown Area Grief Support Team. I've been a part of that for several years now, and with their help and like Eileen Lisco helping to get us on to shows and stuff and getting the information out there for people. That's been wonderful.
Well, we're glad to help you out. And if there's anything else we can do for you in the future, next year, is there any other kind of events that you might have, just let us know. And we'll have a guest back on the program. We have information posted online at csinewsnow.com. And I've been reading the public service announcement that Eileen sent over the last couple of weeks or so. And if anybody has any questions, you can contact Renee Lundy at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center's Family Birthplace at 952-4807.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You bet. Been talking this morning with three guests concerning the Wave of Light Remembrance Service. Renee Lundy, who is with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center's Family Birthplace, and two ladies joining her, Brandy Nedelicki and Gail Renwick. So again, that's happening this Saturday, October 15th, starting at 6:30 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church. Now, you can show up about 6 p.m. to register. The service is at 7, and they'll do the walk first, a short walk around the church area on First Avenue, and then indoors for the service, which begins at 7 o'clock. And again, more information on this posted online at csinewsnow.com. And we'll continue to remind you and do some updates here on our program as well. In news.